Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Montana lawmakers are completing their veto override ballots that are due back in the Secretary of State's office this week for Senate Bill 442, deciding whether to overturn Governor Greg Gianforte's veto of the legislation, which passed with bipartisan support. 20% of the sales tax revenue for marijuana addressed in the legislation would be used specifically for habitat conservation. But supporters say equally important is the money that would be spent to improve veterans programs and rural infrastructure. The bill's sponsor, Malta Republican Senator Mike Lang, says Senate Bill 442 would provide services for groups that have not historically shared in common interests.
I just want to bridge the gap between recreationists and hunters and private landowners.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human, we're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Missoula Mayor Andrea Davis, Missoula County Commissioner Dave Strohmeyer, and University of Montana President Seth Bodner addressed the changes to Missoula at the City Club Monday. All three of the state of Missoula speakers said the city is still struggling with the cost of living and how to move forward with change. Former U.S. Army Captain Diane Carlson Evans of Helena is being nominated by Senator John Tester as the candidate for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She served as an Army nurse during the height of the Vietnam War and is the founder of the Vietnam Women's Memorial Foundation, responsible for the approval and establishment of the only memorial dedicated to honor military women on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. A massive redevelopment project in Northeast Bozeman is complete, and local art-focused businesses are set to move in soon. Though the Wildlands project is changing the neighborhood's face, the businesses moving in hope their art and culture focus will keep the bohemian tradition alive. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.